The Secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Thursday morning, 69 degrees. Just weeks after 2 mass shootings in Ohio and Texas, the president is expressing optimism that Washington can agree on new background checks for gun purchases.
President Trump telling reporters before boarding Marine One that he believes Republicans, Democrats, and the NRA can get on board what he's called meaningful background checks legislation when Congress returns from its August recess.
We have a lot of background checks right now. Gun owners can tell you that, others can tell you that. But there are certain weaknesses. We want to fix the weaknesses. And I think that'll happen. Let's see what happens.
Gun control advocates say the president has retreated from earlier pledges to support legislation that tightens background checks for gun purchases and expressing doubts that a bipartisan bill is possible. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Intrust Bank Arena had a busy and profitable first half of 2019.
Over 211,000 people attended 54 different events at the downtown arena, including Wichita Thunder Hockey, country artist Alan Jackson, and rock group Metallica. After accounting for all expenses, the net building income was reported at $713,000. General Manager A.J. Bolesky is pumped up about one of the future acts coming to the arena.
Guns N' Roses in October will be making their first appearance ever in the city of Wichita, so we're pretty excited. It's always neat when we can bring an act that's never been here before, and especially somebody so iconic as Guns N' Roses.
Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A federal indictment alleges an associate professor at the University of Kansas was secretly working full-time for a Chinese university while doing research in Kansas on projects funded by the U.S. government. Feng Franklin Tao was charged Wednesday with 1 count of wire fraud and 3 counts of program fraud. An identity theft ring targeting veterans has now been rounded up.
The feds have arrested 5 people who are now accused of stealing Social Security numbers and other information, then using that to steal millions of dollars from elderly and disabled veterans. The suspects, arrested in the Philippines, Las Vegas, and San Diego, charged with aggravated identity theft, wire fraud, and conspiracy. One of them was a civilian employee at an Army installation and was able to steal information from thousands of military service personnel. John Saucier, Fox News.
Operation Dragoon is often referred to as a forgotten invasion of World War II. The mission was intended to coincide with the D-Day invasion, but got delayed due to lack of resources.
75 years ago, on August 16th, 350,000 American troops landed on the French Riviera to join forces with Operation Overlord to help liberate France. World War II veteran Ronald Barthite, who was part of that mission, tells the story with Martha McCollum what it was like to parachute into occupied France.
We were one of the few to make daylight jumps. Most parachute drops were done in the darkness before dawn, if possible. And it was our actual jump and landing and assembling on the ground was rather uneventful because there were no enemy troops that were firing at us. Thank goodness.
Barthite also took part in the Battle of the Bulge until he and several other soldiers were transferred to a hospital due to frostbite. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some big storms brought flash flooding last night to Wichita, and a flood warning continues in effect for parts of south-central Kansas. We could see more storms later today. The high this afternoon, 83. Heavy rain tonight, Tarlow 68. And a few morning storms Friday with a high 82. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a light rain, southwest wind at 3 miles per hour, 69 degrees. At KNSS, Stephen's Head, 8:36, time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, another movie about the downfall of Roger Ailes.
Bombshells, the latest movie out of Hollywood to fictionalize the Roger Ailes ouster at Fox News. It stars Charlize Theron and Nicole Kidman playing, respectively, Megyn Kelly and Gretchen Carlson. The short teaser is just that, a clip of three women getting in an elevator at the news building at different times. They push the second floor button. That would have been Ailes' floor. Just glancing nervously at one another until Kidman's Carlson says,
"Hot in here."
The film tells the story of the sexual harassment scandal, which ultimately led to Ailes' resignation after Carlson filed a sexual harassment lawsuit. It hits theaters December 20th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
From the press room to the dance floor.
Former press secretary Sean Spicer is joining the new season of ABC's Dancing with the Stars. The 47-year-old initially turned down an offer from the network shortly after leaving the White House. The new season, to debut September 16th, will also feature model Christy Brinkley and former Baltimore Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis. Spicer announced his decision to join the cast on Good Morning America, saying he's not much of a dancer and that his strategy will be to work really, really, really hard. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
And we'll get some more on this from Conan O'Brien a little later on. Let's take a look at an Instagram privacy hoax.
Instagram's chief, Adam Mosseri, debunking a viral copyright meme claiming the platform is changing its privacy policies to use photos of users against them. Mosseri posting, "It's not true." The hoax, similar to one previously seen on Facebook, it's a block of text threatening user photos will become public and be able to be used in court cases. A slew of A-listers falling for it, including Rob Lowe, Julia Roberts, and even Secretary of Energy Rick Perry. The former Texas governor realizing the error, following up, saying, "I'll be darned. First time I've seen anything fake on the internet." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Taylor Swift and some familiar music.
Taylor Swift is taking back her music. The superstar plans on going back into the studio to create new masters of her old songs to offset a blockbuster deal made by Scooter Braun after he acquired Big Machine Records from Scott Borchetta, which owned all of Taylor's masters. Swiftie, in a CBS interview, said that she found out about the deal when it was online and nobody in her inner circle knew about it. Big Machine officials see it differently. Braun, a talent agent with whom Swift has had a contentious relationship, recently bought the rights to Swift's masters and more in a deal reportedly worth $300 million. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's get a little closer look at the upcoming Star Wars movie.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on Star Wars and the Force of the Fans. The trailer is out for Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. As with the previous two installments, Episode 9 will feature appearances by characters from the original trilogy, including Billy Dee Williams as Lando and Carrie Fisher, who died in 2016, shortly after Episode 8 finished filming. Director J.J. Abrams says they'll be using unused footage from Episode 7.
It was like stumbling upon an impossible answer to a heartbreaking question, and I'm so grateful we had that footage.
For many fans, Star Wars is more than just a movie or a comic book. It's also their childhood.
I was raised on Star Wars. I remember sitting in a laundry basket watching Star Wars when I was 5, so it kind of evolved with us.
Others see some real-world aspects in the series.
The different galaxies with alien species, and I kind of like seeing how the different cultures they represent on each planet, what we have in real life.
Episode 9 hits theaters December 20th. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
A sci-fi series leads to a tourism boom in Georgia.
Fans of Netflix hit Stranger Things flocking to Palmetto, Georgia. The sci-fi series, set in the 80s, takes place in the fictional town of Hawkins, Indiana, but films in Georgia for tax breaks. In one scene, shot at a Piggly Wiggly, actress Millie Bobby Brown, who plays an experiment with mind powers, steals boxes of Eggo waffles. Shop reps say tourists from around the globe stop by asking for tours or to snap photos of an Eggo box used in the series, which is on display. The third season of the show breaking Netflix records with over 40 million starting to watch it and over 18 million finishing it within 4 days of its release. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Eminem versus Spotify.
8 Mile Style, Eminem's publisher, filed a major lawsuit against Spotify, accusing the streaming company of willful copyright infringement by reproducing the song Lose Yourself in about 250 of the rapper's songs, with potentially billions of dollars of damage. The suit, according to The Hollywood Reporter, is also targeting the new Music Modernization Act, a federal law enacted last October that enabled artists to get their money from their music on streaming platforms. But the problem, Spotify placed the song into a category called copyright control, reserved for songs for which the owner is not known. 8 Mile calls that move absurd. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
90 years ago on this day, the release of the Walt Disney Silly Symphony, The Skeleton Dance. I'm sure you've seen clips of this before.
Yes.
Little skeletons come up out of the graveyard and they play this music and they dance for five and a half minutes.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's interesting.
Walt was kind of just quickly taking cartoons to a different level. Just instead of little characters doing whatever, now he's obviously incorporating classical music, putting the music to the animation and just taking it to a whole different level. He came up with the idea during a stopover in Kansas City, where Disney paid a visit to his old buddy Carl Stalling, who was the organist at the Isis Theater in Kansas City. They came up with the idea of the Silly Symphony, which the Skeleton Dance, that came out 90 years ago on this day. 70 years ago on this day, it came out in Wichita movie theaters. Abbott and Costello meet the killer, Boris Karloff. It's pretty clever how they worked all three stars of the movie into the actual title of the movie.
Right.
Yeah, horror comedy film that Abbott and Costello were making back in those days. It was originally a vehicle for Bob Hope, but when Universal Studios purchased the rights, they reworked it for Abbott and Costello. The original title was Abbott and Costello Meet the Killers. And then 5 days before they began shooting, they found out Boris Karloff was available. So they signed him and slapped his name in the title of the movie. Abbott and Costello Meet the Killer, Boris Karloff. That came out 70 years ago on this day. Happy birthday today to actress Valerie Harper, who is 80 years old today.
Rhoda?
Of course, she won 4 Emmys and a Golden Globe in her role on TV as Rhoda. She's also a Tony nominee. Let's get a little bit of Valerie Harper and Rhoda.
Hello, Joe, it's me.
Oh, hi, babe.
Yeah, listen, I got something to tell you.
Listen, can I wait till tonight? I'm just on my way out to a job.
Or maybe it could wait, but I can't. It's such good news, Joe. I found us a fantastic apartment. It's in Brenda's building on the top floor. It's incredible. It has a separate bedroom, a fireplace.
Tell them about the terrace. Don't forget.
Yeah, the terrace. Joe, we can barbecue out there.
Barbecue in New York? You'd have to keep vacuuming the meat.
Vacuuming the meat.
That might be a euphemism. Anyway, Valerie Harper is 80 today. She, of course, during the past 7 years or so, has battled pretty rough cancer.
She has.
At one point, there a few years ago, they said basically she has days to live, and she obviously...
She's beat it, so.
She obviously came through that, but just last month, it was revealed that she's in bad shape again and needs 24/7 care and is really, really battling right now.
All right.
So it is Valerie Harper's birthday. She is 80 today. And finally, we'll hit again the politics with Conan O'Brien on TBS.
President Trump's former press secretary, Sean Spicer, remember him? Remember Sean Spicer? Things happen so quickly now that you can forget.
Right.
He was 35 press secretaries ago.
Yeah. I just remember he was the guy that swallowed gum.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, President Trump's former press secretary, Sean Spicer, has been cast in Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. Or, as the show is now called, Dancing.
Okay.
Entertainment news is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. Several ways you can get in touch with them. You can go online, NapoleonAppliance.com. You can also like them on Facebook. Or if you're in dire need of getting your appliance fixed right now, you call Terry or Rachel. They'll get you an appointment fixed up at 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
New housing coming near the Wichita State campus. That's coming up with editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.